Hey friends, Robert Imbriali here, January 26th, we're moving along in the year, and I wanted to ask you a question today. When this year got started, 2021, what was your feeling about what we were going to expect this year? And a lot of people would say, well, you know, I've had all these expectations, 2020 was trash, hopefully things are going to get better. Some people were still stuck in the dysphoria of the election not being settled and all the fraud claims coming up and all the rest of that. We didn't really know what was going to happen. And I think a lot of us kind of walked through the holidays this year, skipping them. For a lot of us, we skipped them because we didn't have family to get together. We didn't get together with friends. I always get together on New Year's with friends, and this year didn't happen, right? So we're alone. And now this year's gotten underway, and here we are. We have a new administration in place, and I'm going to tell you something I'm finding very interesting, but not unexpected, is that a lot of people who voted for President Biden are having buyer's remorse, because in the last, 6 days that he's been in office, he's signed, 30-plus executive orders, and it basically attacked every corner and affected all of us in often negative ways. And you know, no one's looking at this and saying, man, this guy's doing such a great job. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? Where are we going? Why are things changing so much? Well, you know, I'm like you, I'm feeling the same way. I'm looking at everything that's going on and kind of shocked and looking. I think for a lot of us, we're all looking for, okay, where's the counterpunch to all of this, right? Our whole government system is based on not one party getting their way and not the other party. Just, you know, there's a balance here. So one party doesn't get all the things that they want. You know, they're pulled back by the other party, and there's a certain balance that's in play, and we're not seeing that. And it's frightening in a lot of ways when you think of what could happen, or maybe look at what has already happened, and you may be wondering, okay, how do we change this? How do we take back some power here? And one of the scary parts for me is looking at, you know, if you don't have the power of the vote, which is really the only tool that we have, we can vote and we can protest. That's about all we have, right? And we know the power of the vote is pretty much gone now, and that's not going to change. The mail-in ballots and all the machines and everything that's going on there. It's like, I don't know, I can't trust it. I don't know if you can, I certainly can't, at this point. So if we look at that and we say, okay, that's the power we had there, what do we have left? Protests. Well, you know, we're not able to do a whole lot of that because of COVID and all the rest of this stuff going on. So a lot of people are feeling kind of powerless, and I get it. I certainly understand it, and I see it in my clients. I see it in my friends. I see it in my family members. Everyone's going, Rob, when is the tide going to shift? When are we going to go back? And, you know, a few weeks ago, I thought, you know, we're getting pretty close to that tipping point. You know, everything in life goes to a certain point, and then it'll either explode, there'll be an event happening, and then it goes back in the other direction. It's been like this throughout my entire life. So I thought we were closer than we were to that point, but I could see now that we've still got some boiling to do, and there's a lot of boiling happening out there. There are a lot of people who are upset or frustrated. There's a lot of anger. So what I've been advising people to do is, you know what, don't get into confrontations with anybody right now, because it's not going to take a whole lot to set them off, right? So you get in a confrontation with somebody on the road or in the grocery store or whatever, just walk away. Don't even engage them, because the anger is already there. And like I said, it's not going to take much, bang, to set them off and, have a bigger argument or a fight even. You don't want that. We don't need that. None of us need that. So the question then becomes, okay, what do you do? We're here. And we want to look at, what are the next steps and what can we do? And for right now, there isn't anything to do, right? Until that moment comes where there is something to do or something we can do to change the situation, we kind of have to ride it out a little bit. And I know that sounds frustrating, and I don't want to hear that either. But one thing that I've been doing I want to share with you today is that I've been going through what news I do watch. I don't watch mainstream media anymore. I think it's just propaganda at this point. It's not real. There's a narrative, and they're all saying exactly the same thing. You know, it's controlled. It's not, you know, at all anything that you want to spend time with. So the question then becomes, so what do you do? And one thing you can do is you can look for little grains of hope. And they're out there. You can look around in the alternative media. You can look on social media. You can look at your friends and just, you know, share little bits and pieces of things that make sense. I have people reaching out to me all the time. What'd you find? What'd you find? What'd you find? And I'll share things with them that I found that appear to be hopeful. Now, do I think it's going to change everything? You know, no, but it'll change you for the day or for the hour or for the 10 minutes that it works. And it's worthwhile doing, because the last thing you want to do is be coward in fear and not be able to perform, not be able to work, not be able to create anything. And there are a lot of people that go through this, right? They're in that situation where they're fearful. And, you know, they, instead of striking out and working on their business or their career, or working on their relationship or their health or whatever, and, you know, they don't. They won't step out. They're literally in fear, which means they have retreated and they're hiding. And that's not where you want to be. You want to be in a place where, okay, maybe you're not excited. Maybe you can't get quite there, because that's quite a leap for a lot of people right now. I get that. But you also don't want to be frozen in fear. You want to be able to take that step forward. So go out there and find little grains of hope, little grains of things that can help you see maybe the positive side of things. Now, truth is, no matter how thin it's sliced, you slice things, there's always a positive and a negative. There's always two sides to everything. Challenge might be right now is we're not getting a lot of the positive. We're getting a lot of the stuff that's coming across on our airwaves and our social media has been very negative. I've lost a lot of friends on social media who've been deplatformed. My videos have been blocked. So it's happening to a lot of us. We're all getting smacked around here a little bit. But I think the truth of the matter is that the reason that this is happening is because there's something to cover up, there's something to hide. And at the end of the day, you know, the truth is going to come out and we're going to find out what's really going on. And those people who are trying to hide the truth, are going to be in bigger trouble, because once we find out, the gig's up, you know, the game's over. You know, they can't continue anymore. So for right now, find those little nuggets of content or information or stories you can find that will inspire you and say, you know, there is hope on the other side. Listen, you know, we're in winter right now, deep into winter. This is the dead of winter in so many ways. And it's really hard for a lot of people. Certainly it's very hard. But you know, the truth is every winter is always followed by spring. So at some point, there's going to be some breakthroughs and things are going to start to change. Things are going to get a little bit better. There's going to be new energy that's going to bud. And I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be 6 months. I don't know if it's going to be 6 weeks, 6 days, or 6 years. I don't know. I do know it'll happen. Question is when? I don't have the answer to that. But it's going to happen. So I stick my attention on that as much as I can. And like I like you, I get distracted by it too and upset by it all. But you know, do the best you can. Stay positive, stay focused, and know that at some point things are going to turn and they're going to get better. Will it get worse first? Yeah, my assumption is that it might. I don't know for sure. Nobody knows for sure, I think, at this point. I think we may go through some rough moments, much rougher than what we're experiencing right now, before things start turning around. Virus-wise, economy-wise, politically. I mean, it's just like we've got all these issues like stacked one on top of the other. And, there's not a lot of hope in sight at the moment. It doesn't mean it's not there. It's just you're too far. You can't see over the horizon, but you go a little bit further. And, you know, maybe by the time we get into March, April, May, we'll start to see that. Hopefully we'll see it sooner, but, we'll see what happens as the day goes forward. But we're not there and you can't live in the future. You got to live in the present and you got to do what you can today to try and stay positive. And that's the message I'm sharing with everyone. It's like, okay, you know, it's not easy to stay positive. It's not easy to, go and try to find those things that, can make you happy or hopeful, if you will. But it's worth the effort, because what's the alternative? I don't like the alternative. I don't like to be coward in fear. I don't like to look at everything as dark and gloomy and not going to get better. I don't want to live there. And I'm sure you don't either. So it's worth the effort to go out there and find those things, little nuggets here and there. They exist. I'm finding them. And if you want to be in a group with me and let's all share together, certainly look me up or send me an email, robert@ultimatewealth.com, and I'd be happy to include you in the loop and sharing what I'm sharing with my friends and family and certainly my clients as well. And you'll do the same. And together, you know, we'll create a little network and we'll just keep each other in the loop and keep hopeful about a better, brighter, stronger tomorrow. So I wanted to leave you with that because, like I said, I've been feeling it. I've been looking on social media. I see the unrest or the anger. I see the frustration in so many of the posts that I'm reading on social these days. And, I know the society's boiling right now. We're in the middle of winter. This is tough. This is a tough time. Will it get easier? It will at some point. May not be for a little while, but it will at some point. And that's what we got to put our focus on, that at some point down the road, things are going to get better. It's just a matter of staying focused there and doing the best we can every single day. You know, I've been taking it one day at a time. I wake up, I check, you know, what's going on. I'll look at social media. I'll look at, you know, my alternative media sources, see if I see anything that, you know, needs to be action. I need to take action on today. And then I make my day out that way. It's like, I wish I could plan weeks and months in advance like I used to. I'm not doing that right now. Doesn't mean I won't get back to that. But for right now, this is the approach. I'm taking it day by day and, you know, moment by moment sometimes to really figure out how we're going down this new path that we're going down. And it's really, you know, heartbreaking in some ways to see what's going on in this country and seeing the censorship and seeing, you know, patriots and their voices are being stifled and our media getting attacked. And it's just, it's sad. But like I said, it can't last. It always has to go back because there's enough of us who don't want things to be this way. There's enough of us who want freedom of speech and we want our freedoms and we want to be able to do what we want to do. We want to open our businesses. We want to work with the people we want to work with. We want to get together. We want to gather with our family and friends, so that energy is there and it will continue to be there. And before long, we will get back to that. If we stay focused on it, it won't happen if we're stuck in fear and frozen in fear and not able to take that step forward. So that's what I want to leave you with today. I hope you're doing well. Please stay in touch with me and I'll keep you posted. I'll do another one of these probably before the end of the week. And I'd like to hear from you as well, what you're seeing, any nuggets of gems that you find out there that are hopeful. Please do send them my way. I would love to hear from you. Thanks so much for watching. We'll talk real soon.